This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. A 7-member delegation of the Coordinating Committee on Manipur Integrity, an apex body of valley-based civil society organizations of Manipur, held a meeting with senior officials of the Ministry of Home Affairs in Delhi yesterday to bring an amicable solution to the present Manipur crisis. A.K. Mishra, advisor to the MHA on Northeast Affairs, and Rajesh Kamble, joint director MHA, represent the ministry. Coordinating Committee on Manipur Integrity Coordinator Kuraijam Athoba, talking to Akashvani Imphal, said the delegation held a fruitful meeting and pertinent issues regarding the state were discussed. The delegation deliberated with the MHA officials regarding the 3rd May 2025 resolution, which was adopted during a massive people's convention held at Imphal. In a press release issued later, the committee rejected the legitimacy of SOO groups and showed their willingness to engage with innocent Chin Kuki Mizo Zomi Mar for resolution of the conflict. In Meghalaya, people have intensified the search operations and alerted local residents in an effort to trace a couple from Indore, Madhya Pradesh, who went missing while visiting a tourist spot in Sora. East Khasi Hill Superintendent of Police Vivek Siem informed that the couple Sonam Raghuvanshi and Raja Raghuvanshi were last seen on the 22nd of this month after visiting Maulakhyat village near the double-decker route bridge at Nongriyat. According to official sources, Sora Police Station has launched a search operation for the missing tourists who disappeared after their visit to Maulakhyat village. In Manipur, massive protests broke out in multiple valley districts on the third day of mass civil disobedience movement called by Kokomi following the Gwaltabi incident. At Imphal West, student wing of Kokomi locked the chief election office at Lamphelpat and also an adjoining office of Geological Survey of India. The agitating students later pasted labels stating PR must stop insulting the identity of Manipur. Human chain protests were also held at Singjame to Lilong under Imphal West District. At Lamlong, hundreds of protesters tried to storm the Imphal East DC complex. Security forces, including Rapid Action Forces personnel, prevented the protesters from proceeding further. Women folk of Kakching District also held a sit-in protest, demanding apology from concerned officials regarding the Gwaltabi incident and also restoration of the elected government at the earliest. A workshop on the Living Root Bridges cultural landscape was held at the Heritage Club Tripura Castle in Shillong yesterday. Principal Secretary Forest and Environment Department Sampath Kumar highlighted that the initiative was originally envisioned by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, who expressed a strong commitment to bring UNESCO's focus to the unique living root bridges and assured dedicated funding for the project. Representing UNESCO, Junhee Han, Chief of the Culture Unit of the UNESCO South Asia Regional Office in New Delhi, thanked the Meghalaya government for facilitating the study of these bioengineered structures. She described the living root bridges as extraordinary examples of harmony between nature and humanity. Padma Shri and former UPSC Chairman Dr. David R. Aimley emphasized the vital role these bridges play for local communities, especially in enabling river crossings. He underscored their cultural and ecological significance and noted their wide presence across Khasi and Jaintia Hills. The workshop marked a significant step forward in the ongoing efforts to preserve and potentially nominate the Living Root Bridges of Meghalaya for UNESCO World Heritage recognition. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to IMD, Assam, Meghalaya, Interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Central Maharashtra, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Telangana are also going to witness very heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. The maximum temperature will rise by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong.